Okay, we are on Lamed Tesim Beis. We'll just go back to the question of Ihachi. Today's daf is daf Mem. It's all about Shemitah and all the rules of Shemitah. It's complicated. So here we go. So the Gemara asked, Ihachi, if it's true, everything that you said, that there's a problem with Shemitah, there's a problem with buying an Esrog on Shemitah, Ihachi, if that's true, then Lulav Nami. Lulav Nami. Lulav should also be a problem. How can you buy a lulav? The whole thing is a problem. The Gemara is going to ask on Amud Aleph, why is lulav a problem? Lulav's not food. There's no problem with Shemitah unless it's food, produce. The Gemara is going to ask that question. But before we get to that question, shouldn't lulav be different? Shouldn't lulav be the same as Esrog? The Gemara answer is no. Lulav bar shishis hanichnas l'shviyathu. Lulav is really a sixth-year produce. You happen to use it in the seventh year, right? Sukkot is 2 weeks after the seventh year begins. But when was this lulav made? When was this lulav picked? When was it cut from the tree? In the sixth year. It's not a Shemitah problem. So the Gemara says, Ihachi Esrog Nami. So then an Esrog also was pick it in the sixth year. Pick it a week before Rosh Hashanah. Sixth year produce. It's no problem. So the Gemara answers, no. Esrog, where are we? It's a sixth-year fruit that you're using on the seventh year. Why is that a Shemitah problem? So the Gemara answers, no. Esrog basar lakita azlina. By an esrog, you go when you pick it. It goes when it's picked. And most esrogim in those days were picked in the seventh year. They were picked after Rosh Hashanah. So you pick it in the seventh year, it's considered Shemitah produce. Why? That's the halacha. Now we'll see in a second. Now the Gemara is going to ask. Nobody holds that. Nobody holds that a Shemitah, that an Esrog has the din of Shemitah regarding when it's picked. Nobody holds that. Why? For Habein Rabbi Gamliel, Ubein Rabbi Eliezer. Whether you hold like Rabbi Gamliel or whether you hold like Rabbi Eliezer regarding Esrog, however you hold like them, Le'inyan Shvius regarding Shemitah. Esrog basar chanata azlinan. Everybody holds that an esrog goes by when it developed. Chanata means developed. When did it develop? Even if you pick it after Rosh Hashanah, it certainly didn't develop then. It didn't develop in year 7. It's 3 days into year 7. It didn't develop. It's been developing for the past who knows how long. So it developed in the sixth year, regardless of what you hold by esrog. Everyone's going to agree. Why? Diknan. Esrog shavu le'ilan begimel drachim. Uliyerek b'derech a'echad. An esrog is unique. It's a fruit. If you want to eat it, you make a bar pre-hates. That's certainly true. However, it's similar to a tree, a fruit, in three ways, but it's similar to a vegetable in one way. One way it has the din of a vegetable. How? Shava le'ilav b'gimel drachim. La'arla, regarding the dinam of arla, which is the first 3 years, you're not allowed to eat that fruit in Eretz Yisrael. Well, it's a machlokas if it's a chutz la'aretz, but let's put that aside. In Eretz Yisrael, 3 years, you can't eat the fruit. That doesn't apply to vegetables. Carrots, you don't have to wait for 3 years for carrots, but for fruit, you do. Number two, l'revai, the fourth year, the only way you can eat those fruits is if you bring them up to Yerushalayim and eat them there. Esrog is the same issue. Fourth year, same din. And u'l'shvius. And regarding Shemitah. That what? It's considered a fruit regarding Shemitah, and Rashi points out that you go by the Chanata. You go by when the fruit developed. The fruit developed in the sixth year. And by the way, Uliyarek b'derech echot, it's like a vegetable in one way. What way is that? The Gemara says, Shemeshas l'kitaso isuro. This is a quirk that its miser is determined by when it is picked. What's going on? So Rashi, this big Rashi explains, the Minat Torah is only Meiser on grain and wine. Everything else is Derabanan. So what they did was, they patterned a grain and wine only have what's called Mayim from Geshem. They have rainwater, they survive on rainwater. That's enough to sustain the wheat, all grain, and the grapes. So let's say, for example, as Rashi points out, if it develops in 1 year, but it's picked in the next year, right? It develops in 1 year, but it's not ready to be picked at yet. You have to wait to pick it the next year. So when it comes to wheat and stuff like that, it goes by when it developed. All fruit, which is similar to grain in the sense that it needs rainwater, has the same deed in the Rabbanan who made up that they have to give Maaser and everything. They patterned the rules after wheat and wine. Just like wheat and wine need rainwater, and it goes by when they develop, so too fruits the same deed. But vegetables, as Rashi points out, vegetables also need irrigation. So it's different. Not besides rainwater, they also need to have irrigation to keep them, you know, ripe and fresh. So that's different. That's a different animal. So it's a different animal, a different halacha. Then it goes by when it's picked. And as we said before, an esrog is a fruit, but it has that unique quirk that it is that it also needs all kinds of water. So we said hidur is idur. It comes from the word hydra, meaning water. That an esrog needs a lot of water. So even though it's a fruit, regarding this one aspect of maaser, it's the din of a vegetable. That's all we're saying here. So regarding this is complicated when it comes to how does Tu B'Shvat fit into this, right? What does Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos mean? Some say this is what it means. That Tu B'Shvat is the cutoff, not Rosh Hashanah. Tu B'Shvat is the cutoff for this maaser issue. What year are you, so it's a nafkamina, because if it's in year two, it's Maaser Sheni. If it's year three, it's Maaser Ani. Right? It's a big nafkamina. Regarding Maaser Rishon, there is no nafkamina. But regarding all the others, it is. Same thing with Shemitah. On Shemitah, there's no Maaser on Shemitah at all. It has to be Hefker. So that's a big complicated issue. So regarding vegetables, Esrog is like a vegetable. Regarding Maaser, Esrog has a bit of a vegetable. It goes by the year it is picked, not the year it developed. That's an unusual halacha regarding Esther. That's only according to one sheet over here. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no, Esther shavu l'ila v'chol davar. Esther's like a fruit in all ways. Well, like a fruit in every single way. Bottom line is, nobody argued about Shvius. Nobody argued about Shvius. That what? It's like a fruit. And it goes by the year it developed. So how could the Gemara say that Esther is different than Lulav because it goes by the year it's picked? Nobody holds that. Nobody holds that. We just meant Rabbi Gamliel doesn't hold that way. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold that. The only thing they argue on is Maaser by an Esrog, not Shemitah. Nobody holds that. So the Gemara is going to answer. No, there's a third Tana that does hold that. So the Gemara is going to answer. So who Amar Ki Hai Tana? He holds like the following Tana, the Tanya, because we learned in the Brisa. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, "I've told this a certain gadol." Hey, Mishum Chamisha Zakenim. He testified five Zakenim that Esrog Achal Akita LeMaaser. That Esrog goes by when you pick it regarding Maaser. Like we just said, it goes by when you pick it. Esrog is different. It's like a vegetable when it comes to Maaser, and therefore it goes by when it's picked. Rabbeinu Nimnu BeUsha, and the Rabbanan, they debated this issue in Usha, and they took a vote. The Amru, and they said Bein LeMaaser. Whether it's regarding Maaser, Bein L'Shvius, or whether it's regarding Shvius, it goes by when it's picked. So you see, there's another opinion from the times of the Tanoim that held an Esrog goes by when it's picked. And our Mishnah holds like them. So now the Gemara says, wait a minute, Shvius Mandekar Shmei. Who said anything about Shemitah? Avtum was testified regarding Maaser, and then it says they took a vote at Usha and they said Maaser and Shvius. Who said anything about Shvius? Like, what are they adding that on for? That wasn't a mention. So Gemara says, you're right. Chasuri Maksara, the story was missing. Let me fill in the story. And this is what the story should say. Esrog achar lakita lemaiser. And Esrog follows the picking of it regarding Maaser. Did you pick it in year two? Did you pick it in year three? It doesn't make a difference when it developed. All we care about is when you picked it. That's like a vegetable. The achar chanata l'shvias. And it goes by when it developed regarding Shemitah. So if you pick it during the Seres Yemei Tshuva of year 7, it's not Shemitah because it developed in year 6. Now, Rabbeinu Nimnu BeUsha, the Rabbanan thought about that, they debated that issue in Usha, the Amor, and they said that they outvoted that opinion. The Amor, and they said, no, Esrog Basa Lakita, and Esrog follows the picking, Bein LeMaaser, Bein LeShvius. Doesn't make a difference if it's for Maaser. It doesn't make a difference if it's for Shvius. So how could we have said that an Esrog on an Esther goes when it's picked, because our Mishnah is holding like that Tana. What about Lulav? Lulav, everyone agrees it goes when it's developed. So developed in the sixth year, it's not considered a Shemitah problem. That's the story. Now yes, in year 8, it's going to reverse. In year 8, then Lulav not going to be a problem, because that's it developed during Shemitah year. And Esther won't be a problem, because we go when you pick it. And you picked it in year 8, it's not Shemitah. So it reverses in year number 8. Yes. Nobody ever gives Lulav the credit it's worth. Esther, they have Shemitah year, they're in boxes, you can't see them. When it comes to Lulav, nobody really gets excited about the Shemitah with Lulav, but it's an issue. Okay. So the Gemara says, now the Gemara is going to ask the question, well, who said Lulav is food? Taima, the whole reason, the whole reason that you said Lulav is not a problem is because Bar Shishis HaNichnas L'Shviyasu. It's a sixth year produce that you're able to pick in the seventh year. But when did it grow? In the sixth year. Therefore, it has no Shemitah issue. Ha, the Shviyas. But had it grown in Shemitah year, meaning in year number 8, if not for this loophole that a Lulav goes when it developed, you would have a Shemitah problem by Lulav. We said that. You would have a Shemitah problem. Well, how did we get out of it? Because the Lulav developed in year number 6. Ha, Shviyas. But if it would develop in year number 7, Kadosh? You would tell me that it has Kedusha of Shemitah? Am I? Why? It's the Ba'amahu. It's wood. All it is a bark. It's a branches of a tree. It's the Ba'amahu of Kedusha Shviyas. Wood doesn't have Kedusha Shviyas. So why is a little of a problem? Lulav's not food. Titanya, like we learned in the Braisa, Ale Kanim, the leaves of reeds, or the Ale Gefanim, or the leaves of grapes, Shegvavon, that you gathered up in your field, Lechova, Lechova means to hide them, Rashi says, basically to store them. So you gathered up this leaf. Leaves is not food. It's the same thing as Lulav, it's not food. However, Al Panei HaSadeh, on your whole entire field. So, Lotor L'Achila, if you gathered them up for eating, Rashi says, the animal food, which is the same din as human food, if you gathered them up for animal food, then Yesh Behem Yishom Kedusha Shviyas. Then it has Kedusha Shviyas. Lotor L'Eitzim, but if you gathered it up for firewood, then Ein Behem Yishom Kedusha Shviyas. It doesn't have Kedusha Shviyas. So it all goes by your intention. So nobody picks a lulav on sukkahs to eat it. Nobody does that. They're all using it for a mitzvah, for lulav. So why should it have a din of shemitah? It's not food. You don't intend it to be food. Nobody eats it. Rove people don't eat it. There's a whole discussion that there's a shitos that orange peels have kedusha even today. It's not as there. Rav Wozner has a shita that orange peels have kedusha shviyas because some people eat them. And they put chocolate on them. It's a food. So he wanted to say, well, maybe lulav, because we're going to see lulav could be used for a broom, and if it's a youth, that in the olden days. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said, nobody uses a broom today for lulav. Nobody does that. Nobody does that today. In the olden days, they did. You could, but by food, if food's different. Food, if it's edible, has a din of food. If it's not. By other uses, it has to be that people do that. Nobody does that today. So shiny hasam. So the kasha is, you see over here that leaves are not food, and therefore they don't have a din of Shemitah. This Bryce is talking about on Shemitah. They don't have a din of Shemitah unless you intend it so. Nobody intends to eat lulav. So why is lulav a Shemitah problem? That we said it would be potentially be a Shemitah problem. So the Gemara says, you know why that case is different by the firewood? Shiny hasam, there it's different. The Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Lochem la'achla. It's in Vayikra, in Parshas Bahar. It says, V'hoysa Shabbos la'aretz, Lochem la'achla, L'cha, la'avadecha, la'masecha, la'siricha, so'shvecha, agerim imach. Right. So it says, Lochem, for you, la'achla, for food. That's the problem. So the Gemara makes a diak. Lochem, dumya, dila'achla. The use that you get out of the Shemitah produce has to be similar to eating, which means mi shahana aso ubiuro shava. The benefit and the destruction of the produce has to come at the same exact moment. which applies when you eat. When you eat, you're getting hana, and you're destroying it. You're eating it at the same moment. As Rashi points out, the Gemara is going to say yatsu eitzim. Firewood's different. You know why? Shahana asan achar biuran, because the benefit is after it's destroyed. Why? Because what do you do with firewood? You cook it. So Rashi says first you burn it up, you destroy it, then you have charcoal, and then you can use it to cook. So the destruction doesn't come at the same time as the eating. The destruction doesn't come at the same time as the hana. Therefore, it's pater from Shemitah. It has to come at the same time. Rashi points out, what about lulav? Most people, in those days, a lulav was used as a broom. Stam lulav was a broom. So when you sweep the floor, you're using the lulav, and you're also destroying it at the same time, because you're every time you use it, it gets a little worn out, it gets a little weaker, until finally you have to replace it. So your use of a lulav's use and its destruction happen simultaneously. Therefore, it's like food, and it's chayav in shmita. That's what the Gemara is saying. Unlike the wood that only used for firewood, which is never a problem. That's never going to be the same, and therefore it doesn't apply. And therefore, there's no shmita. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Vo'ika etim demashchan. But what about oily wood that you use for a torch, matzah firewood. You want to see where you're going. In the olden days, right? So they used to light torches to have illumination. That is shahana asar ubiyur and shava. That you don't have to wait for the wood to burn before you're going to start using it as coal. No, the hana is that minute. I want to learn. So I want to light a fire so I could read the book. So the minute I light it, it's destroying itself, and I'm getting hana right that second. So there is a case where wood could be used, and it therefore should be chayav in shemitah. So the Gemara answers, no. Amarova, no, but stam eitzim lasakehein omdim. Most wood is not like that. Most wood is used for firewood. Fine, firewood is unusual. That doesn't. The rule is not established by the minority. The rule is established by the majority. Most wood is used for firewood. Most lulavim are used for brooms. And then the Gemara says. Right. Your das is going to become bottled to the rov. Right. I know there's a big discussion here because the whole reason you've taken the lulav is only to use it as a mitzvah. But that doesn't really count. There's no use. It's not considered a use. So Gemara says, wait a minute. And now the Gemara says, v'eitzim lahasaka tanoihi. This issue of whether wood is, so we have the girsi here, the eitzim lahasaka, that wood is used for firewood, that's the machlokas tanoim. Whether or not you're allowed, that's considered shmita. Rashi says something very interesting. He says, historical, he says that the eitzim lahasaka gufayhu, that the wood itself, firewood, shahana asan achar biuron, whether or not the hana comes at a later date, at a later point in time, because you're waiting for it to be burnt up, that is tanoihi. Inahaga buhu shvi is ilo. Does shmita apply to that or not? The ikka tana de darish lochem dumi de la achla, like we just said. Limute kol shana also achar biuro kidashinan lael. Like we just said before, that there's no shmita on that, because it's not, they don't come at the same time. Because first you destroy it, then you get hana. Umehahi drasha imma'ayit etim, and that's why amamet wood, meaning I exclude wood from the din of Shemitah. And v'ikka delomamayit minei, and there are others that hold no. Elo darva she'ein hana'asa shafu b'chol adam. What do they exclude? They exclude things that don't apply to everybody. For example, medicine. We're going to have it. Let's say you use wood for medicine. It's not food. But not everyone's sick. So they exclude it for that. We'll see in the Gemara in a minute. Can go on malugma like medicine, vizilof, or sprinkling to make the house smell nice. Not everybody needs that. Everybody needs food. Not everybody needs sprinkling. Or v'apikituzin, or some kind of something to make you throw up. People take that to make themselves throw up when they're sick. So not everyone does that. So that's what he's going to use, and we're going to have it on numbered base. He said, listen to this. V'anisha mati mirabosai. I heard from my rebbeim. Shehayu gorsin v'stam eitzim lahasaka neinu tanoihi. That the whole machlokas is whether stam wood is used for firewood. That's the machlokas. And he says, v'chein kasuv b'chal hasvarim. That was the girsa. Every gemara that I saw, that's what the girsa was. V'tarachti minu urai. And listen to this. And I was v'tarachti, and I was matriach myself. I bothered myself since I'm a little boy, menorah, since my youth, b'chol tzidei shitas ha-shas li-yashva, kifid divreihem, to try to find somehow in shas to make this make sense. But the arguing about whether wood is firewood, my whole shas, I tried to find it. I spent all my life trying to make this work, and I can't. I can't make that. It doesn't make any sense. I can't make that work. Umatzasi girus azu b'sefer ksaviyad shel Rabbeinu Gershom ben Yehuda, and I found this girus, the one that we have, in a manuscript of Rabbeinu Gershom, right, the Mar Hagola, menuchaso kavod, right, his rest should be a kavod. Ubeseira Yeshuos shel Rabbeinu Yitzchak bar Menachem, another Rebbe of his, kasev ve'eno muga, and it's not muga means not correct, right? Sometimes you see the Chavetz Chaim and they sell this on eBay. It'll be a favor from the Chavetz Chaim that he wrote Muga, meaning he proofread it, and it's okay. Muga, it's correct. Rashi says that the Ein Muga v'chenir be'enai. So all these old girsos, so Rashi says that the girsa that we all see, that we all know and love, can't be the right girsa. But I found ours, the girsa that we have. Rashi says I found it by Rebbeinu Gershom, and that's the one. So I spent my whole life trying to make it work, and I can't. It's very interesting. Okay, anyway, the Tanya. Ain most bin peiros l'shvius. You can't use shvius wine, lo l'mishra. Let's say you have shmita wine, and you're going to stick it into a mishra, is where they're soaking flax. Soaking flax, and they need some wine to help the flax get soaked. You can't do that. You can't put shmita wine into flax. Lo l'kavusa, you can't put shmita wine into your laundry. If it's going to help the clothes get cleaner, you can't do that. The Rabbi Yossi, oh, I know most of it, you could, no problem. My time of the Tanakama, why does the Tanakama say you can't? Why not? Amar Kra, La'achla, because it says La'achla. You can only use it for food. You can't use it V'lo L'mishra, not to soak, V'lo L'kvusa, not for laundry. And my time of the Rabbi Yossi, why does Rabbi Yossi say you can? Why, yes. Amar Kra, he says, Amar Kra, L'chem. L'chem, L'chol Tarchechem. Whatever you want to use it for, it's L'chem. Any use you want. Vafila Mishra L'kvusa, even for soaking, even for laundry. The Tanakama, and the Tanakama who says you can't, Haksiv Lachem, it does say Lachem, so why can't you use it for any purpose? So the Gemara says, no, Hahu Lachem, Dumya de la'achla. Lachem is similar to food. Mi Shahana Asa Ubiyura Shava, just like the benefit and the destruction come at the same time, Yatsu Mishra V'kvusa, excluded from this is soaking and laundry, shahana'as and achar biyuran, because the hana'as after it's destroyed. Why? Because I'm doing the laundry now. What's the hana'ah? The hana'ah's putting on the shirt. So I'm not putting on the shirt till tomorrow. Can't put on the shirt while it's being laundered. It's impossible. So the hana'as after it's being used. So that's excluded. It has to come at the same moment. Same thing with mishra. I'm soaking it now. The use is going to be later when I use the flax. So it doesn't come at the same time. Therefore, it's excluded. Verb yosi. Haksiv la'achla. Rabbi Yossi, it does say la'achla, which means, the Tanakhama held, that meant not to soak. What does Rabbi Yossi do with the word la'achla? Ha'obi Baile, he uses it la'achla for food, v'lo le'malugma, not for medicine, k'detanya, like we learned in a braisa. La'achla, it's used for food, v'lo le'malugma, v'lo le'malugma, not medicine. You say it means food and not medicine. Maybe it means not laundry. Why are you using la'achla to tell you not medicine? Maybe it means not laundry. So the Gemara says, no. Kishu omer lochem. Lochem already took care of that. Harin kvusa omer. That's already takes care of laundry. Hamani mekayim la'achla. So what do I do with la'achla? La'achla means the food, v'lo l'malugma, and not medicine. Umar royes l'rabba says ha'kvusa l'hotzi yes ha'malugma. What made you include laundry? It's okay to use laundry for shvius wine, shmita wine for laundry, and not for medicine. Why'd you pick one over the other? Mar ba'ani es ha'kvusa. I'd rather include it to make laundry. Sheshava b'chol adam. That applies to everybody. That applies to everybody. Umotze an et hamalugma, and I will exclude malugma, medicine, from shmita uses. She'en ha'shav l'chol adam. Doesn't apply to everybody. And Rashi says, she'en ha'kol cholin, not everybody's sick. Everybody needs laundry, but not everybody gets sick. Therefore, what do you see? There's a machlokes tanayim, whether or not this idea of getting the benefit at the same moment is true. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's not. He holds you're allowed to use it for laundry. I getting the hana later, he doesn't care. He's more interested in the fact that it's a hana that applies to everybody. Unlike medicine, it doesn't apply to everybody. So you see, it's a machlokas tanayim. That's all. Now, man tanale, who is the author of the following brayta? The Tanar Rabbanan, la'achla, it says la'achla in the Mishnah, in the Pasuk, v'lo l'malugma. You can't use it for medicine. La'achla, you can use it for food. Shmita wine, you can drink it. V'lo l'ziloth. But you can't use it to sprinkle your house to make your house smell nice. La'achla, you can't use it for food, yes. V'lo'athos b'menu apikituzyin. But you can't use it to get yourself to throw up. Rashi says it's a combination of the three words apik tvei zin, apik get out, tvei zin too much food. I have too much food in me, so I'm going to get it out. What? Okay. So kiman, who is that? Kerab Yossi. That's Rabbi Yossi. You know why? Because Rashi points out we didn't mention laundry as an exclusion. So it must be to Biosi. Ti Rabbanon, if it's a Rabbanon, Ikanami Mishro Kvusa, what about soaking and laundry, which is also no good? Therefore, that price, it must be Biosi. Okay, a new thing, a new din. We said yesterday that you are allowed to sell and trade Shemitah only if you're going to be using whatever you, let's say you sell Shemitah apples and you get $5. So you have to use those $5. You have to buy more Shemitah with it. It has the Kedusha of Shemitah, and you have to use those $5 for Shemitah produce also. You can't, and it also has to be only for eating or drinking or anointing or fuel. You can't invest it, you can't go to the store and buy, a chair. You can't do that. It has to be for uses of Shemitah that's mutter. And it also has to be in small amounts, like we said. So, based on that issue, Amar Rav El Elazar, Ein shvius mischaleles, Shemitah does not become, the produce doesn't become desanctified, ella derech mekach, only with a purchase. Meaning, if you have Shemitah produce that you want to get rid of, the only thing you can do with it is sell it. You can't say, I'm going to transfer it, which you can do with other things, like Maaser Sheni or a carbon. You can't say, I'm transferring the Kedusha onto the money, and this will go to Chulin. You can't do that. The only way you could transfer it is if you sell it. And even if selling it, we held, the Kedusha doesn't even go away. The Kedusha of the produce never goes away. It just makes the money also Kodesh. That only is going to happen with a sale. It can't happen with a transfer a verbal transfer just to change the Kedusha status from one item to another item, which you could do by a carbon. You have a carbon. You say, I'm transferring the Kedusha onto this money. The carbon got a mum. Now I'm going to buy a new carbon. Yeah, you can do that with a carbon. You can't do that with Shemitah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Bein b'derech mekach, bein b'derech chilul. No, you can do it either way. Now, my time with Rabbi Elazar. What's Rabbi Elazar's reason? Diksiv, because it says, b'shnas hayovel hazos. And Rashi says, Yovel and Shemitah have the same rules. So the same dinim. So even though it says it by Yovel, it means it by Shemitah also. V'samechle, and right next to there, it says, v'chisim kiru mimkar, v'chisim kiru mimkar. Derech mekach. Only if, the only way to transfer Shemitah produce is with a sale. V'lo derech chilul. You can't do it with a stam, deconsecrating, changing the status. You can't do that with verbally. It has to be only through a sale, because it says, v'chisim kiru, if you sell. Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says, my time, why can it be either way? Dechsiv, because it says, ki yovel hu kodesh. Ma kodesh, bein derech mekach, bein derech chilul. If you have something that's holy, whether it's by Sir Shani or a carbon, you can transfer the Kedusha to another item via chilul. You just say, I'm hereby transferring the Kedusha to money or to another animal, if that's okay. So too, you can do it by kodesh. So too, af shviyis, so too by Shemitah, bein derech mekach, bein derech chilul. You can transfer the Kedusha with a sale, that's for sure. Even not with a sale, even with derech chilul. Why? Because it refers to Shemitah as kodesh. So the same din as kodshim. That's a verb Yochanan, hai v'chisim kiru mimkar me'avidle. What does he do with the pasuk of v'chisim kiru? The smichus between Yovel and v'chisim kiru. Doesn't that seem to imply only derech mekach? So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that's not what it means. It's for the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. The Tanya, Om Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Boru, come and see, Kama Koshe, Avka Shel Shvius. How severe is the dust of Shemitah? What's the dust of Shemitah? Rashi says, this applies, there are three places where you have Avak. Avak Shvius, Avak Lashon Hara, and Avak Rechilas. It's not straight out Shemitah. Shemitah means you go out into your field, you take a plow, and you plow your field. That's Shemitah. What's Avak? Avak means Rashi says it's Kal. What are you doing here? You're selling it. You're involved in business. In business. It doesn't really say anywhere in the Torah, you can't be involved in business. It doesn't say that. We know you're not allowed to, it's poured out of Pukim, but people don't treat it as a thing. It's very severe also. Saying Lashon Hara. Avak Lashon Hara is, you're not saying the guy's no good. You say, well, you know, did you hear? You say things that are not pure Lashon Hara, but they smell like Lashon Hara. Same thing with Ribbis. You're not charging the guy double the amount. You're not charging him interest per se. But the whole deal is so complicated and so it smells bad. It's avak lashon, avak ribbis. So he says, look how bad is avak shmir, avak shvius. What's avak shvius? You're doing business with shmita. Look how bad it is. Why? Adam nosif and nosif beperos. A guy does transactions. He does business with shmita peros, peros shvius. But so what's going to happen? Mochar es metaltalav, ves kalav. He's going to come to have to sell his own metaltalav. It's a klala for anias. You want to become poor? Engage in selling Shemitah. Shenemar, b'shnas hayov hazos, which we say means Shemitah too. Tashuvu ishal achuz haso. Right, all the fields go back. V'samach le, and what's the next pasuk? V'chisim ki umim chalam isecha. You're going to have to become sold. You're going to have to sell your stuff. That's the smichas between Shemitah, Yovel / Shemitah and selling. No, not that the only way Shemitah produce can be consecrated is if you sell. No, nothing to do with that. It's a klala. If someone is involved in selling of Shemitah produce, they're going to become poor. They're going to have to start selling all their items. Right? The Rashi and Chumash says it doesn't happen so fast. First, you have to sell your ancestral fields. Then your other stuff. Then yourself. Then your family, yourself, then finally everything you have. Meaning it's a gradual process. The Ramban says, why is Shemitah so mach? Why is it so strict? Such strict klala for Shemitah, why? So he says it's very similar to Shabbos. Shabbos is a demonstration that Hashem created the world in 6 days, rested on the seventh. Shemitah is the same idea. It's the same principle. Why do we have Shemitah? It's the same principle. It's on a larger scale, the same idea. So the Ramban says, if you don't hold from Shemitah, it's like you're not holding from Shabbat. It's like a kofar. You're not a mimer that Hashem created the world. That's very severe. That's very severe. We don't look at it that way because it doesn't. It's all once every 7 years. But every week, okay.
There was so many new things, Shemitah.
What? So many what?
So many different nuances.
Right.
Shemitah.
Right.
Very similar to Shabbos also.
Right. It's very complicated. Right. But the idea, I never knew it until last night. So I was looking this up. But the Ramban said that it's why. You always hear these terrible things about people. Right, we say the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Rashi says they didn't keep Shemitah. So for that Aveira. So, because it's like Shabbos. So if people say that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed for Shabbos, everybody would be okay with that. Because Shabbos is Shabbos, right? Shabbos. Every 7 days. So Shemitah is the same thing. It's just on a takes longer for you to get to that message. Okay. Rabbi Elazar, high kra, Rabbi Nassim, my Avidle. What does he do with the Pasuk of Rabbi Yochanan, which seemed to imply that Shemitah can be sold, transferred, even derech chil. What does it do with that pasuk? He used it for the following vart. Kiyovel hu kodesh. Ma kodesh tofes es damav. When you sell kodshim, or you transfer kodshim, the money now becomes holy. Af shvi es tofes es domeha. So to hear, the money becomes holy. He holds it can only be done via a sale, and yes, the money itself becomes holy. Just like when you sell a carbon, the money itself becomes holy. Now, Tanya Kavase Dur Belazar. We have a brayso that supports that, Rabbi Elazar, what we just said about the money becoming holy, and also the Tanya Kavase Dur Yochanan. We also have a brayso that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Tanya Kavase Dur Belazar. We have a brayso that supports Rabbi Elazar. Shvius Shmita Tofeses Es Domeha. It acquires the money that you buy with the Shemitah acquires sanctity. Now, Shinemar, Kiyovel Kodesh, Tielochem, Ma Kodesh, Tofes as Domav, the Usser, the money now becomes Usser in the sense that it can only be used for certain things, certain purposes, Af Shavis, so to Shemitah, Tofes as Domeha. The Shemitah, it acquires its the money becomes as if it's Shemitah money. Vasura, and it becomes Asr. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. E ma kodesh tofes domov v'yotzel l'chulin. If you sell a carbon, or you transfer the kedusha of a carbon, the money becomes holy, but the kod, the animal, becomes chulin. You can do whatever you want with that animal. Right? There's certain ideas that maybe you shouldn't treat the animal in a bezayon, because it once upon a time was a carbon, even though now it's not. Shouldn't take it to the market and sell it on an auction block. Certain halachas are how you treat a carbon, an animal that used to be a carbon. But putting that aside, the animal's chulin. Here, the fruit doesn't become chulin. It retains its Shemitah status, in addition to the money. Who said that? Right? Who made up that rule? Ashvi is tofeses to mevyotzel l'chulin. The same din should apply. The money now becomes holy, has Shemitah sanctity, but the fruit should become regular. We don't find that. Talmud Lomar, tihiyeh. It says there, tihiyeh. Bahav yasa tehei. It should stay in its state, meaning the fruit stays holy too. That's very unusual. You don't have that by other, you only have that by Shemitah. The money becomes holy and the fruit stays holy. Okay, so what is, how is that possible? Lokach peros shviyas basar. If somebody buys meat with shviyas produce, he barters. He trades some apples for a piece of meat. So yotza basar, elu ve'elu mis ba'arim b'shviyas. Both of them have to be used in Shemitah. Misbar means from the Lashon Bior, to destroy it. It both has to be eaten, and both has to be treated as if they're both Shemitah. The apples don't become chulin now, unlike a carbon where the carbon becomes chulin. The apples stay Shemitah, and the meat now has Kedusha Shemitah. Now, lakach basar dogim, basar b'basar dogim, let's say now you trade this meat for fish, or yatza basar. So yatza basar v'dichtasu dogim. So now the meat becomes chulin, because it's one step removed. The fish now becomes kedusha shviyas. Lakach bedogim yayin. You sell the fish and you buy wine. Yatzu dogim. The fish now go out. The chulin v'nichnas yayin. The wine now becomes holy. Yatzu lakach b'yayin shemen. You sell the wine. You buy oil. Yatzu yayin. The wine goes out. The wine's chulin v'nichnas shemen. Another oil is holy. Haketzad, achron nichnas b'shviyas. Whatever item is last, that retains its Shemitah sanctity. Upri atzmo aser, and the pre itself, that first fruit, whatever you traded with the meat, whatever that was, those apples, that also retains kedusha. And since midiktani, since this brisa said meka lokach lokach lokach, it kept saying lokach. You sell. What do you see? Alma. What do you see? Derech mekach in. The only way to transfer any kedusha is through a sale. Derech hilolo. But not through verbal classification, verbal consecration, being matzeshit verbally. It doesn't work. It has to be done mamash through a sale. That's Rabbi Elazar. Tanya kavase Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brayse that supports Rabbi Yochanan shita that it can even be done verbally. Echad shviyas ve'echad ma'aser sheni. There's a brayse that says whether it's shviyas or ma'aser sheni, mischalin al behem machayev oof. You can transfer the kedusha onto animals without a sale. Just to transfer the kedusha, bein chayin, bein shchutin, whether they're alive or whether they're not alive. And then the Gemara says, divrei Meir, the chachamim omrim al shchutin mischalin. You can only transfer the kedusha if the animal's already dead, meaning it's already been shechted and now it's meat. Al chayin ein mischalin, but don't do it on live animals. Why? Gzeira, we're afraid. This is by Ma'aser Sheni. By Shemitah, it doesn't apply. By Ma'aser Sheni, we're afraid. Gzeira Shema Yigdal Mehen Adorim. What's going to happen? You're going to have now a herd of animals that have Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni. What's going to happen? They're going to have children. And you're going to raise flocks of them. The problem is that Ma'aser Sheni has to be eaten that year. So what are you going to do with these animals? You're going to let them live throughout the year? And Rashi points out, also, the halacha is that in the third year of Meiser, the third year, the 6 year cycle, the third and sixth year, on Erev Pesach, you have to make a biur. You have to get whatever you haven't eaten yet, you have to destroy. So you're going to destroy all these animals? Unlikely. So you're going to run into a lot of problems. So don't do that. You're going to want to keep them throughout the year. A, it's year one, it's Meiser Sheni. You're going to keep them for year two. You're not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni in year one and year two. You're not supposed to do that. And not only that, in year three, whatever you still have hanging around, you have to destroy. So you're going to do that to all these animals? Unlikely. So don't, it's a very good idea, the Chachamim say, don't even do that. Don't transfer the Kedusha to live animals. To dead animals, it's meat. That you can transfer. Don't make sure you eat the meat. How long can meat stay? Now, that's not a problem. But to transfer to live animals, that's a big problem. So rather not do that. Bottom line, what do you see from here? That it's doable. You can transfer the Kedusha to an item, whether it's Shemitah or Kachim or Maaser Sheni, verbally. So that's the Machlokas. Okay, very, very difficult daf today. The Rav is back tomorrow. Tomorrow's Hoshana Rabbah. Tomorrow's Daf Mem Aleph. Everybody have a good morning.